The Mariners going for their fourth straight win, taking on the Rays. Nelson Cruz comes into this one riding a 10-game hitting streak. Pick up the action, scoreless bottom of the first, two on, two outs. Ariel Miranda facing Wilson Ramos.
Now the lefty ready to pitch. Here's a swing and a sharply hit ground ball to left field. That's a base hit. Gamble up with it. Around third is the base runner Borges. Here's the throw to the plate. It's not in time. It's an RBI single for Wilson Ramos, and the Rays take a 1-0 first inning lead.
Cano, Cruz, and Seager aboard in the pitch. Fly ball into deep left field. Back towards the wall. Looking up, Peter Borges. It's a grand slam for Mitch Haniger. The second slam against Odorizzi this year for the Mariners, and they jump in front 4-1. Because they're going to be active early. Swing fly ball, well hit into right field. Souza moving back to the wall, jumps up. It is back in play off the wall. It'll be a double for Cruz. In to score comes Yonder Alonso, and it's 6-2 Seattle.
I think it got the blue railing above the yellow post. I think that's a homer.
Yeah, in which case.
I really think it's a homer.
It would be a home run. There was no real ruling from any of the umpires. They're going to come together and talk. And the ruling is, get ready for it, home run. Two-run homer for Nelson Cruz. He has 100 runs batted in, the first in the American League to get there. And the Mariners, for the second time this year, are just blowing up Jake Odorizzi. 7-2 Seattle.
A 1-0 pitch. There's a swing and a high fly ball. Right field. Haniger back to the wall. Bangs into the wall. Jumps. And it is gone. Into the front row. Lucas Duda with a two-run home run. And the Rays are right back in it. 7-6. Rays were down 7-2. Have come back to within 1-0-1. Here's a swing and a little tap. The first baseline. Over to go get it is Diaz. Flips underhand to first in time. And that's your ball game.
Edwin Diaz with his 27th save as the Mariners win their fourth in a row, taking it 7-6. Nelson Cruz extends his hitting streak to 11 straight games. The Rays have now lost 4 in a row in 8 of their last 9. The Rays' comeback falls short against the Mariners. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
The bats finally came alive. That, to me, that's the story of the game. You know, we lost. It stinks, but we needed to see some type of production. Some type of positive performance and from the offense, and I think we provided that, went right down to the very last out. So things alike, I mean, Loma, big hit for him. I know that he wasn't feeling too well. He comes up and gets a huge hit there to put us within one. But I like the way earlier in the game, you know, we get one, they go up four on the grand slam, and we come right back, get another one. I like the way that we went about it tonight. We just came up short. Bullpen came in, did their thing like they've been doing, and gave us every opportunity to hold it right there. But their combination of their relievers, you know, between Zepchinski, Vincent, and then Diaz made it pretty difficult.
You've talked repeatedly about this great run of starting pitching you've had.
Yeah.
And Odo tonight, it just seemed like he wasn't sharp right from the
start. He didn't have it. I mean, there's really no way around it. I don't think he had a feel for really anything that was coming out of his hand as far as the slider, the cutter, the split, the fastball. You know, he was up. I know he pitches up, but he was up more than usual. Falling behind, some uncharacteristic walks, a four-pitch walk in there that just generally when you see Odo doing well, going well, you don't see that. So it was definitely a struggle for him tonight.
Was it a little unusual for you to use column A?
He wanted to pitch. He said, I mean, look, what's it? I don't know, with his workload 3 times in 2 weeks,
right.
Roughly something like that. With the off day, we're able to kind of know that he's going to be available tomorrow to pitch, and then we get a day off. But we got to keep him somewhat fresh because we're going to count on him here when we get hot.
Is there a moment during the inning where you guys rallied a little bit where you thought things looked normal again or felt normal again?
When we got to 7-5, what put us there? Due to homer?
Yeah,
the due to homer. You know what? And then Plouffe comes up and smokes a ball foul. It was loud. It was feeling pretty good. And at that point, you know, it kind of provided some energy in the dugout, and I thought the at-bats got better. A lot of things, it just didn't happen.
Do you have any information on the guy you picked up off waivers?
Very little. You know, it's a guy that's got a track record of hitting. Outfielder, speed guys can steal some bases, but we like his bat and think that he can come in and complement our lineup well.
Corner type guy or?
Yeah. They're all corner guys when KK's healthy.
So, I mean, in a way, it's just kind of one of those bad timing things. You get some offense.
And you don't get the start. But look, I mean, we have praised the starting pitching for good reason. They have done their part. Tonight we hit a speed bump. We'll bounce back and overcome that. I think the most important thing is the offense, you know, put together an inning, put together some good at-bats, and ultimately put some runs on the board.
Jake Odorizzi with a tough outing. He takes the loss, lasting just 3 2/3 frames, allowing 7 runs.
Just one of those days where I didn't have it. Arm just kind of felt dead. My body felt, I feel fine. Just had nothing coming out of it today. No life on the fastball, no feel for a release point. It's just one of those days where nothing was there, and that's that. There's really no more to say than that. It's just one of those days, and that, you know, that's that.
Is it more frustrating in that you guys did score a bunch of runs tonight, and that's been the big issue, that, you know, you haven't had a lot of runs, and then they did get some runs and the pitching wasn't there tonight?
Absolutely. I mean, that's just the way baseball goes. You know, you have a string of good ones and, you know, no runs, and we have a bad one and we score runs. So, you know, it's not really too much to look into. It's just kind of just another tease of being, you know, right on the doorstep. Just have to, you know, it's nice that we put those runs up tonight. You know, the offense did a great job. They really picked us up right there after, you know, such a big hole dug by me. So, you know, it's good to see. But, you know, from my end, it's all on me. I'm accountable for it. No excuses. I didn't have it. And they're a hot team right now, and they made me pay for it. So just kind of flush it, forget about it, and move on.
In the grand slam to Haniger, did he hit a mistake, or what was?
Yeah, it was. I threw him a first pitch slider, and I got around it too much, so I tried to stay behind it more, and just, you know, trust the break, and I got too much behind it, and it didn't really do much. So it was pretty much a center cut spinning slider, and you know, he hit it well. So just like I said, tough day, tough year. I just have to, you know, forget about that and keep going the rest of these starts. And, you know, for everybody else in this locker room, you know, I want to, you know, get back to the way I normally throw. And the only way to do that is keep pitching. So I just have to go and, you know, take the ball every fifth day and work my way through it.
The Rays try and avoid the sweep against the Mariners on Sunday. Blake Snell on the hill.